Rob, a chance just to reflect on what has been another wonderful year. I mean, OK, we're now into the indoor season, but you must be feeling a quiet sense of satisfaction with what's been achieved overall.
Yeah, I mean, we set a few goals this year. You know, we wanted, obviously, first of all, stay in that Division One Nations Cup. We wanted to do well the European Championship, qualify for the final. We did all that. We won the Europeans, which was fantastic. We had an okay result in the final, in fairness. We were probably expecting slightly better with the success we've had. But, overall, a fantastic season. I mean, Ben number one in the world, Scott number 10 in the world at the moment. And maybe going up slightly, so very good.
Well, very good, but looking ahead next year, are there any riders, okay, you mentioned Ben and Scott, obviously what they're continuing to achieve. Have you got any other riders, or are you not going to single out, who think, right, these are ones who have really kicked on this year?
Well, I think there's a few. I mean, I think I had a few of the younger generation in Rotterdam, Louis Saywell, Dan Nielsen, William Whittaker. I think they're really the riders for the future that I could add to the team as long as they have the right horses at the right time. And there are a number of others. I mean, Alan Whittaker, for instance, here has come back to the front a little bit more. And there's several others that, with the right horses, could definitely become part of the big team.
And obviously, we talk about Ellen there. She was a member of a bronze medal winning team. And obviously, it hasn't had the horsepower. And are you glad to see her back amongst in the winners' rostrum?
Yeah, great. I mean, if she has a horse for a championship, she's a championship rider. And we've got a number of others. I mean, that you know, from the older and the younger generation of riders. So I'm looking forward to the next season.
At the moment, do you think you've got a surfeit of riches? You're in an unenviable position. Because a few years ago, people were saying, "Well, where are the future stars coming from?"
Yeah, I'm not really worried about the future as far as riders is concerned. What I am worried about is horses, and horses getting sold. And in particular, if one or two of our top horses get sold, sometimes in the next 12 months, that could seriously impact on our performance for World Championships. I think we can manage the Nations Cups and so on, but the championship horses are really difficult to find.
How easy is it to... Well, you've got some really good owners, and presumably that's you're on the charm offensive.
Well, I'm talking to them a lot about turning down an awful lot of money, and as long as they keep doing that, it's fine. But obviously, you know, you get to a certain stage where, you know, the offer becomes so great that they may be tempted to sell. I hope not, and it doesn't look like it at the moment, but it can happen.
And presumably, though, at the moment, you are the favourites for the World Equestrian Games, given what you've been achieving the last year and a bit.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. If we can go with our strongest team as we can see it at the moment, we would have a very, very good chance to be in the top three, which is all you can look for in a championship. You know, you go to win, but, you know, a top three finish in a championship is always a very, very good result. If we have our horses available, then that is definitely a possibility.